Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Laurie Klein, here to explore becoming sound. Yesterday we heard from a choir of robins at daybreak. What about heartbreak nights, when we feel neither safe nor sound? Today's poem, by Susan Cowger, presents a desperate health crisis alongside the cries of a fallen nestling. It ends with a promise. It starts with a quote. All my beloved can do is not enough. To Save a Robin, a Husband Poem. We lock eyes, my wife and I. The clench of her back spasm, barbaric. No hitch or crick. One slight bend holds breath hostage as her face crumbles. I catch her hands, steady, and cradle her down the steps to the basement, to a safer, harder bed, cooler air, peace and quiet. I've no words, for she cannot move. Nothing to say or do, just wait it out. Ransacking prayers, I plead with God. Check on her every other minute, my good ear against the door. A bump, a scare, panicked, clawing, screeches on glass. I burst in to find a baby bird in the window well. Benevolence falls to me, rescuing life that flails at the softest touch. I hoist him out on a shovel, nestle the bird near the end of the house. All the calls of distress, we, the lost and found, bawl for each other. Takes only 2 hours, and baby's back in the well. Salvation again falls to me, shoveling, shooing the upset to the front garden, finding shelter as God's promises run after us all with a spade, and me, covering the well with a tarp, leaving my wife in darkness, darker than the darkness of before. Now, here by her bed, I keep watch. May we never discount the gift of loving presence. You've just heard To Save a Robin, a Husband Poem, by Susan Cowger, from Hawk and Songbird, from Cascade Books. I'm Laurie Klein. Thanks for listening to the Poetry Moment.